Evening, basketball fans. Welcome to Championship Saturday. Tonight we're at North Vermillion, sectional 53. This is 1A basketball. It'll be our Rockfield Lady Rocks, 18-7 on the year, playing an outstanding Attica Lady Rambler basketball team. They are currently 20-7. Head coaches for these two ball clubs, Bob Kyle leads the Rockfield Rocks. Matt Harmison leads the Attica Lady Red Ramblers. As I mentioned, Rockfield 8-7 on the year. 7-1 in Wabash River Conference play. Attica 20-4 on the year. They were your conference champions with an 8-0 record. These two teams hooked up not too long ago, Stephen, a game that you and I covered. That took place January 22nd at Rockfield High School. It was a 40-29 victory for the Attica Lady Red Ramblers. And it's been a while for this Rockfield ball club, Stephen, to have claimed a sectional title. You'll go all the way back to 1981, and if this school is to claim another title, it's going to have to come tonight, as they are in a situation where it is at one and done, and girls basketball becomes non-existent for Rockfield High School as they will consolidate next year with Turkey Run. For Attica, their last sectional title came in at 2007, and that was under the leadership of Mr. David Baxter. So Coach Armisen looking for his first sectional as well, as is Coach Kyle. But only fitting, Stephen, I think, that you got the teams that finished 1-2 in conference play, the two best records in the Wabash River Conference. I think we've got a good one on tap tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I think it is very fitting that both of these schools have found themselves here at this opportunity. You know, it's a very unique situation for Rockville. As you said, I'm sure they're not thinking necessarily that this is the last chance we will have as Rockville High School to be able to win a sectional. I know they just put in a ton of work, and you know, especially these seniors feel like there's a lot of time that has been put on into that 4-year period of trying to get here and establish themselves under Coach Kyle as a team that finishes atop the conference. And so it's a very, very great opportunity for them to come here and have a chance to battle for a sectional, and certainly hope the best for them before the night is coming to a close.
We might mention some other schools in the Wabash Valley of interest. Of course, our primary target, the game that we are most interested in, is taking place at Owen Valley between South Vermillion and the host Owen Valley Lady Patriots. 69-45 win for South Vermillion last night over West Vigo moved them into the sectional title game. So we look forward to any updates that we might be able to get on that ball game. But I believe you can catch that game on 92.7 WFNB if you're interested in that one. And if not, flip over there, get a score, and text Stephen and I, or send it in the studio, and we'll get it here. Also, North Knox and Linton hooking up at North Davies. That is 2A basketball. And at Clay City, 1A, Clay City and Bloomfield. Well, Stephen, the winner tonight will advance to the Tipton Regional next Saturday. The four sectionals that feed into that regional: North Vermillion, Clinton Central, Southern Wells, and Union City. The winner here tonight, either Attica or Rockville, will play the early game, game number one, against the winner of the Southern Wells sectional. And your two favorites there, Southern Wells and Liberty Christian. Neither team above 500, so the winner here tonight will be the favorite going into the opening round of regional play next week.
Yeah, that's a great thing that these two schools can look forward to coming out of this sectional, having an opportunity to win that first game. And then once you get to that championship, really, you know, it's kind of up for grabs depending upon the amount of rest that the team gets in that afternoon, and just that long lull. Honestly, it's a great equalizer for any team that has a chance to play in that second round. So you get through that first one, anything is absolutely possible when you get to game number two of a regional.
We're going to take a first commercial break on a Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show. We come back, we're going to have a word with the head coach of the Lady Warriors, Corey Ransom, on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Did you know the Fountain Trust Company offers online mortgage applications now? Apply for your dream home. Receive customized quotes based on your loan details. Sign up to be notified when your ideal rate is available, and more, all from our online mortgage center at Fountain Trust. Check it out at www.fountaintrust.com or stop by one of our 15 local banking centers to learn more. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Is central air in your home important to you and your family? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Welcome back to our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show here at North Vermillion. We're about 15 minutes away from the opening tip-off. Coach Ransom leads the Lady Warriors, are with us right now. He's been at the helm leading that Lady Warrior ball club for a couple years. Coach, thanks for taking some time. I know kind of tough after you lose a ball game. You conclude your season. It's not always something that you look forward to doing, but we appreciate you taking a few minutes to spend with us. But had a nice year, maybe not in terms of the wins and losses, but we really enjoyed covering the Lady Warriors, and you always do a good job with the kids. And just real quick, some of your thoughts on the season that concluded, which was the final season for Turkey Run Lady Warriors.
Well, thanks for having me. Basically, you know, we go into every year wanting to just improve throughout the season, and we tend to do that. We play hard. Record wasn't very good, obviously, but we had a few games where we had the lead towards the end of the game, and we just didn't know how to win that way. So we struggled. We were young a little bit still, you know, lack of talent, things like that, you know. But you try hard and you work hard.
Well, you had a really good group of seniors that led you this year. Three seniors played last night, Jaden York, Ellen Snodgrass, and Olivia Marshall, as we mentioned last night. Always a pleasure to cover those young ladies throughout the course of their career. But just a little bit about what their leadership means to your program.
The seniors are really great. We got Jaden a couple years ago. She came in, you know, we asked her to do play point guards, never play point guard, you know, lead that floor out there. And it was tough on her, but she was good. She did a good job of it out there for us. Olivia's our, you know, she was like the locker room girl. She kept everybody together. She was the spark plug, I guess, you know, for the team. And then Ellen's a great athlete, great person. She really worked hard over the 4 years, led us by leadership on the floor kind of stuff. She did her work. She missed one practice in 4 years. You know, the girl wanted to play basketball.
Well, so. And statistics speak for themselves, as she led you in every statistical category that could be had: scoring, rebounding, assists, steals. She did a little bit of everything, and very, very competitive young lady. And I know those three young ladies conclude their career last night. A lot of heartache, a lot of emotion, but you know, as we mentioned, they've had enough success within sports that they're going to be successful at whatever they do, and we wish them the best. Well, tonight, Attica and Rockville.
It'll be a good game.
It's as I said, Stephen, probably fitting. The two teams that had the best year in the Wabash River Conference in as far as single A is concerned. They lead in overall records and finished 1-2 in conference play. Attica wins the first one, 40-29. What's your thoughts on this game?
I think the first game was a little bit closer than the score, you know, put out there. And I think Rockville's going to give them a battle tonight. Going to have a tough time with the two big girls inside with Attica, with McDaniel and Plumer. But, you know, Breedlove came through, and if Duggar plays like she played last night, it could be a really, really good game tonight.
And I agree with you. I think it's the players that you least expect maybe to be the leaders in terms of scoring that are going to need to step up tonight against Attica. You know that Breedlove is going to draw a lot of attention in the paint, as she has done a lot. And that was your approach when you played them last night. But I think you have to. I think that you need to try to take that inside game away and force them to become more of a perimeter ball club. And I think the one thing that I would say about Attica, especially with McDaniel, she is a big girl. She's about 6'6", but her length is incredible. She has the ability to block shots from such a distance.
Yeah.
Block shots without jumping. So yes, you have to be aggressive against her. If you think that you can fade away and get your shot off, you're just creating more space for her to get to the basketball. So you have to be aggressive with her, I think.
Yeah, definitely got to be aggressive with McDaniel. If you put some contact on her, you can get her away from that basket a little bit. So hopefully Rockville can do that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. Mm-hmm. I know you'd much rather be playing tonight.
Yes.
But sit back and enjoy this one.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take another commercial break on our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a close look at this one between Rockville and Attica. Single A sectional championship Saturday from North Vermilion on 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Welcome back to North Vermilion. 8 minutes remains on the clock. Attica warming up to our left. Attica will be the home team in this ball game. Rockville to our right. They will be obviously the away team. Stephen, let's reflect a little bit back to January 22nd. As we said, an 11-point margin difference between these two ball clubs, and it was the ball game that determined the Wabash River Conference champion. And quite honestly, I don't feel like Rockville played their best game. I felt like they were a little bit too tentative. And if they're going to win tonight, they need to shake that out of their system, because every possession, I think, could be very critical here tonight. But you've got to be on the tack against this Attica ball club. If you're passive, I think you really play into the hands of that defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It was a great environment for that home game against Attica, but it was, I think, an intimidating environment. I mean, it was a loud and ruckus crowd. So you said it. The team was a little bit tentative. I know there was a lot of questioning going on, you know, whether to make a pass, what to do. You just got to play loose. Go out there, relax. I mean, enjoy this moment. Very rarely do, you know, you have an opportunity to play for a sectional championship. So just take that in. And as you said, you got to be loose. You kind of go in as the underdog, understanding that you've got nothing to lose. So you got to attack, be the aggressor, try to get some foul trouble early on with Naomi McDaniel and Carissa Plumer. If you can do that, then it really puts you in a great position throughout the entirety of the game.
Well, and another area that I think is going to be key for the Lady Rocks tonight, they've got to take care of the basketball. Struggled a little bit against the full court pressure against Attica the first time they played, I think, in a couple of ways. One, with turning the ball over, but two, with being a little bit too passive, almost as if they were afraid to make a mistake. And some mistakes early allowed Attica some easy baskets. Attica ran out to a 7-0 lead, but good answer by the Rocks. They cut it to 7-6. But in the latter stage of the ball game, I think that that area in particular, taking care of the basketball, ended up being something that really needs to get cleaned up tonight.
Right, absolutely. And you do have to find that secondary score. Obviously, Bailey Breedlove is going to get a lot of attention tonight. You know, they're considering her the focal point of the offense. And Taylor Duggar scored 18 points last night. I know Kylan McMullen had 9 in the previous game on Tuesday night. So those secondary scores, other players on that lineup have an opportunity to step up and become scorers tonight, and I think that's going to be incredibly important.
And that's something we've seen out of Lady Rocks during the latter stages of the season. We've mentioned more than once that at one point in the season they were 3-5 and then rattled off 12 straight wins. Currently 11 games over 500 at 18-7, but they do have 4 players in that starting lineup who have scored 17 points or more. And I think tonight, balanced scoring to take some pressure off of Breedlove in the post is going to be important.
It will be incredibly important. And, you know, from a defensive perspective too, they got to know Attica is going to get a lot of shots up. That's just the type of offense that they play. So not let that become too much of a panic for them. Just really lock in defensively, communicate well, find who their scorers are. They're going to make some shots and they're going to have some runs in them, but you got to be able to weather those storms and just continue to play your own game plan.
Yeah, and Attica, best defensive team in the conference in terms of points given up per game. They give up 33.7, and that's probably down a little bit after last night's, their first two games of sectional. They give up 19 to North Vermillion and 23 last night to Faith Christian. So it's probably under 33 at that point. But defensively, we'll see a couple things out of Attica. They will extend pressure in the backcourt, trying to turn you over and get some easy buckets. But the guards out front are aggressive. They're going to get up into passing lanes. They're going to gamble, try to come up with steals, get some transition going. But they can do that because they have two bigs on the backside of the defense that are rim protectors, Stephen.
Yeah, it's very similar to what we saw the other night with South Vermillion. You can put a lot of pressure out on the perimeter, understanding that when you get around, when someone beats you off the dribble and they get around you, that you do have those rim protectors back there. And it does lead to a lot of havoc up front. If you're a guard, you have to understand ball fakes, pass fakes, utilizing the back door. It's just one of those things where you always have to be ready. You can never lose concentration out on the perimeter.
Well, and then another thing that I have noted here, and I think it's going to be important that Rockville wins a rebound battle. Reflecting back to the opening round against North Vermillion, through three quarters, North Vermillion with a 7-rebound advantage. But in the fourth quarter, that advantage evaporated, 13-5 for Attica in the final quarter. More than half of those came on the offensive end, and Attica capitalized on the multiple chance opportunities offensively. And I just think that the Rocks are going to have to take care of the boards tonight. Now, Bailey Breedlove is an outstanding rebounder. She averages 10 per ball game. Taylor Duggar is very aggressive in terms of going after the basketball. Blocking out is going to be critical tonight. Not only do you need to put yourself in position to block out, but you've got to hold the block out physically and keep them from getting to the basketball.
Well, absolutely. Attica is just as aggressive on the boards as well. They really attack them. And so if you are blocking out and you maintain that connection that you've talked about and creating the contact, more than likely they're going to be willing to go over your back. That's just part of the aggression of this team. So maintaining that positioning, making sure that you're preparing before the shot goes up. You can't wait until it hits rim to try to get to the position that you want to be in. It starts early. Once that shot is released, understanding more than likely if it's a long shot, it's going to come to the weak side, and just putting yourself in those good spots. But right now you just have to leave every ounce of energy you've got on the floor.
Rockville 18-7 on the year. First winning season since 2010-2011. They did claim the Banks championship this year. They were one runner-up in the Wabash River Conference at 7-1. They did have a 12-game winning streak, Stephen, but this is uncharted territory. They have not been in a situation where this particular group has not got past the first round of the sectional. So not only was it unfamiliar territory Friday night, tonight, same boat. So Attica was here last year. Lost a heartbreaker one-point game to Riverton Park. The inability to hit free throws late in the ball game were very costly to them. So we hope that it isn't, but often is a factor in the outcome of an important ball game such as this.
And I assure you that game last year has not left their minds. I can imagine that any preseason meetings that they had, they were talking about how close they were to having a sectional, and that's something that they want to lead with here tonight.
Well, six consecutive winning seasons for the Lady Ramblers after a rough start for Coach Armisen. He's just recently collected his 100th win leading the Attica Lady Red Ramblers. That took place this year, and Coach Armisen started out, Stephen, I think there were a couple years, no wins and one or two. So congratulations to him on his perseverance and picking up that 100th win this year. We're going to wrap things up on our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show as we get set for tip-off from North Vermillion. Teams have headed to their respective benches, and we'll be back here in about 3 minutes for the announcement of the starting lineup and tip-off from North Vermillion. You're listening to Championship Basketball Sectional from North Vermillion 1A on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. From Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
It's time for exciting high school basketball action on 104.9 WAXI. Today's game is being brought to you by Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, WTHI TV10, BJ's Electronics, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Beverly Plumbing and Heating, Valley Professionals Community Health Center, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, International Paper Newport Mill, Ivy Tech Community College, The Turkey Run Inn, Affordable Auto Sales, HMSB Insurance, Lover's Lane Antiques, Wallace Law Office, The Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Diverter Funeral Home, Clark Chevrolet, Andrews Heating and Cooling, The Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future Rex Industries, Hawkins Car Wash, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison, Wooster Feed Mill, JT's Marathon, Big Mac Disposal, and Hanner Law Office.
North Vermillion. Officials for tonight's ball game: Mr. Mike Stouffer, Mr. J.R. Haskins, and Mr. Mark Miller. We mentioned Rockville, the visiting team in this ball game, where their royal blue away uniforms, black numbers trimmed out in white. Attica, the home team, white uniforms, red numbers trimmed out in black. Steven, I believe you have the starting lineups.
Jim, I absolutely do. We're ready to go for Rockville. Visitors on the scoreboard for them will be junior Taylor Duggar at one forward position. At the other forward position is going to be senior Morgan Pierce. Two guards for Rockville tonight are going to be senior number 12 Felicity Carrington and junior number 13 Kylan McMullen. And at center tonight is going to be senior number 33 Bailey Breedlove. For Attica, they will be in their whites. Red numbers trimmed in black, as they are the home team for this sectional championship game. At their guard positions are going to be senior Madison Howard and senior number 23 Caitlin McDaniel. Two forwards are going to be senior Shaylee Waters and number 21 junior Naomi McDaniel. And then at the center position they have listed junior number 14 Carissa Plumer.
Thank you, Stephen. As we mentioned, Attic an outstanding year. They have 20 wins on the year. Four losses against high-quality ball clubs, Lafayette, Harrison, Benton Central, who will be playing tonight against Greencastle. And the winner of that sectional at Crawfordsville will play the winner of South Vermillion and Owen Valley. Game number one at Danville next Saturday. And at Clinton Prairie is that fourth loss. So it will be Bailey Breedlove and I believe Naomi McDaniel to tip things off for us tonight. Nice crowd on hand. It will be Naomi McDaniel for Attica. Mike Stoper will have the honor of tossing the ball in the air and getting things started. Ball in the air, tipped forward. Plumer over the top of the defense. Back to McDaniel, has it in the paint. Loses control of it, still loose. Going to be tied up. Good job by Carrington on the floor to tie up McDaniel. Clearly that was a set play, Stephen. They tipped ahead to Plumer. Plumer over the top to Caitlin McDaniel. Back to Naomi McDaniel. And right off the bat, pressure by Rockville. Pressure by Attica affects Rockville. It'll be Carrington bringing the ball inbound. Three players up front, over the top. Ball comes in to Duggar. Duggar up the left side, picks a dribble up, draws a trap. She turns it over. Picked up by Howard. Howard to Plumer. First turnover of the ball game in the first possession for Rockville, something we talked about. You're going to have to take care of the basketball if you're going to beat this Attica ball club. Screen on the backside, Plumer. They go post McDaniel. Her shot won't go. Good defense by Breedlove. Rebound, Carrington. Carrington on the dribble. Harassed in the backcourt by Howard. Here comes the double team. Ball loose. They'll say last touch by Attica.
Well, Jim, that's two possessions and two times we've seen a trap there as soon as they get the ball into the front court. So if you're a guard for Rockville, you have to understand that. Know that it is coming. Be ready to get the ball out of there as quickly as you can.
Well, when you catch the basketball, exactly right. You've got to get that head up. Duggar attacks off glass. Shot won't go. Affected by McDaniel. You can see as McDaniel rotated. Good hustle by McMullen. She pokes the ball away from Plumer on the way up the floor. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Rockville basketball. Inbound pass to Breedlove. Breedlove to Carrington over the top of the defense. Duggar in the front court. Skip pass Pierce. Back to Duggar near side. In the paint. Carrington with the left hand. Shot won't go. That's what we talked about, Stephen. You can't avoid the contact inside. You've got to go right at McDaniel and Plumer. Foul on Felicity. That'll be her first on the team.
Shot doesn't fall for her, but it's a great backdoor play. We talked about the overplay that we're going to see from Attica. A lot of pressure coming out on that perimeter. So she cuts backdoor, gets open in the middle of the lane.
Howard on the high post to Plumer. Loses the ball, able to pick it up. Waters in the post to McDaniel. McDaniel tries to come near side. Her pass picked off. Kylan McMullen with the defense. Up the floor, Duggar penetrates. Backside, good catch by McMullen. Back to Duggar. Quick pass. Pierce open for three. She lets it fly. Bingo! Morgan Pierce! First basket of the ball game. Rock's going to need a lot of that tonight, Stephen. But I like the ball movement much better than the first two possessions.
Well, that was absolutely textbook. Skip pass, extra pass to the corner. Open shot.
Waters with the shot. It won't go. Rebound Pierce. Pierce to Carrington on the dribble up the right side. She'll slow things up, set the offense. She's guarded by Howard. Backside to Duggar. Duggar to Pierce. In between the circles. Near side Carrington with the basketball. Penetrates in the paint. Pierce open for three again. She lets it fly. It was on mark. Hits the heel of the rim. Long rebound. Waters of Attica. Waters will walk it into the front court. Slow things up. Get the call from Coach Armisen. Plumer to McDaniel. McDaniels drives baseline. Pulls up from 10. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. Over the top of the defense, Duggar with the basketball in the middle to Breedlove. Nice ball fake, gets the defense in the air. She finishes in paint. Rocks lead 5-0. Much different than the first time these two teams played as Attica raced out to a 7-0 lead. Tonight, Rockville with the early lead 5-0.
Well, they look like the much more confident team at this point. Offensively for Attica, they've got some good shots. They just haven't fallen for them. But Rockville playing with a lot of energy and a lot of confidence.
Screen inside. That opens McDaniel up. Just a little screen inside. Rock's got to fight through that a little harder. McDaniel with the easy one in the paint. Pierce loses the basketball. Picked up by Plumer. Two on two for Attica. Plumer's pass outside to Waters. Top of the key, back to Plumer. She draws a double team. She'll back it out. She's now open at the top of the key. She lets it fly. It won't go. Breedlove on the rebound. Able to get it to Carrington. Carrington near side, Duggar. Duggar penetrates. Kick to Pierce. I tell you what, if you're going to get McDaniel playing in the front, you can almost screen her out, Stephen, and run that back door cut. As the paint is really open with her playing in the front, Plumer out defending the wing area. McMullen, Breedlove from 15, her shot on the way, it won't go. McMullen with the rebound. Long pass gets picked off by Caitlin McDaniel. She's going to run it out with the left hand. She finishes. Now the long passes can get you in trouble. Attica very quick at the free throw line. Breedlove needs to take that shot or attack. And she's going to be called for the travel. First opportunity she didn't take advantage of, Steven. She got the ball back in traffic. Shuffled the feet. Turnover gives it back to Attica.
Well, absolutely. As your primary scorer on your team, she's open at that 15-foot elbow. She's got to take that jumper. Knock it down with confidence. Make them come out and guard you, and that's going to open up the inside.
Absolutely. You knock down a couple of those, they're forced to come out. Then you give them the shot, fake, put it on the floor, and get it to the basket. Near side, Waters with the basketball. Plumer, her turnaround jumper won't go. Foul on Breedlove. That will be her first. Second on the rocks. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of Belmore, WTHI TV 10, Sporting High School Sports, our local communities, HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle, and Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. First free throw by Plumer is off the mark. She'll get the second. We're at 3:16 to go in our opening quarter. Rocks hold a one-point lead, 5-4. Winner will advance to Tipton Regional next Saturday. Plumer off on the second free throw, rebounded by Breedlove. Carrington to Duggar, to high post to Breedlove, backside Pierce. Pierce now to Carrington in between the circles. Carrington, Duggar, she lets a three fly. It's good. Taylor carried the rocks in the first half opening night, as she had 14 of her 18 in the first two quarters. Her first points of the ball game. Rocks with a four-point lead at 8-4. So of the 8 points, two have been three-point field goals. One by Pierce, one by Duggar. McDaniel says, bring the ball to my side. Plumer. McDaniel at the top of the key, Waters, good ball fake, gets in paint, her runner on the way, it won't go. Those are the type of shots you're going to make and take, but you've got to block out as Keela Howard gets the easy bucket inside. Shot blocked by McDaniel. Pierce going to be called for the foul. Pierce has got to realize she needs to pull up from about 10 to 12 and take that jump shot. That, or if you're going to get in that tight to her, you've got to give her a ball fake, try to get her in the air, create contact, and draw a foul. Three fouls on Rockville in the opening quarter. Attica yet to pick up their first. McMullen almost picks the ball off out front again. She's been very active on the defensive end for the Rocks. Howard to Plumer at the free throw line. Her jumper on the way. She gets a kind bounce as it hits Funny. Just kind of deadens and falls into the basket. We're tied at 8. Pierce inside once again has a shot blocked. This time it's by Plumer. Picked up by Attica. She dribbles into the front court, slows things up. We're down to 1:30 in our opening quarter. We're tied at 8. Plumer with the basketball in a near wing to Caitlin McDaniel in between the circles. Backside Waters. Back to Plumer at the top of the key. They go in the post to Naomi McDaniel. She draws a double team. Keela Howard wide open at the free throw line. Gets her second basket off of the bench. Attica with her first lead of the ball game, 10-8. Duggar to McMullen in the post to Breedlove. He's going to be called for the double dribble. So once again, just a little bit of tentativeness. The second turnover on Bailey in the first quarter. Clock under the 1 minute mark. Attica will slow things up. Waters backside to Plumer. Out front, Caitlin McDaniels with the basketball. She's got it on her hip in no hurry. Keela Howard dives to the post. Now it's going to be Waters. Puts up a long three. It's no good. Keela Howard off the bench has been a difference maker. She picks up the long rebound. Bloomer with the basketball. Clock down to 30 seconds. Caitlin McDaniel on the dribble. Goes far side. Bloomer. Waters near side now. McDaniel back to Waters. They'll back the ball out. They'll hold for one. Clock at 15. Waters steps up to penetrate a little bit. Looks for a screen. Loses the basketball. McMullen on the floor. Breedlove with the basketball. Clock at 5. Carrington throws it up with too much time left on the clock. Attica actually gets the last shot of the quarter, but they come up empty. We played one. It's a good one at North Vermillion. Attica with a two-point lead, 10-8. Stay tuned for second quarter action on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale. JT and Lori Obenchain from JT Service Center are proud to support high school sports at tournament time. JT Service Center in Rosedale has 21 years of trusted service in brakes, shocks, tires, and more. Call 765-548-2713 for service questions or just stop in, fill up your tank, and grab a snack from the convenience store. Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale.
It's a Valentine's Day sale all week long at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless pork loin roast and top sirloin steaks are on sale. Fresh asparagus, chewy fudge brownies, and IGA ice cream are on sale. Plus, there's the family pack meat sale going on all week long. Save on beef, pork, and chicken. Roses, bouquets, Valentine cupcakes, and cookies are all waiting for you at IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to North Vermont as we get set for second quarter play, substitution for Attica. Charlie Moore, freshman, a young lady, I don't believe we saw first school round between these two ball clubs, but your league scoring a ball game off the bench for Attica, Keela Howard, has done a lot of damage. She has 4 points, 2 rebounds, first shot of the second quarter. McDaniel, shot won't go, rocks don't block out, she gets it back. However, a good job by Felicity Carrington as she grabs the ball and ties McDaniel up. It'll be Rockville basketball. Rockville just 5 players here through the first 8-plus minutes of the ball game. Carrington to Pierce. Pierce for three. It's on the way. It's long. And rebound by Moore to McDaniel. Naomi McDaniel loses the basketball. It goes out of bounds. And, Stephen, I think if you can have her handling the basketball as much as possible out front, it pulls her away from the basket and maybe advantage for the Rock. Now they're going to say she touched it last. It'll be Rockville basketball.
Well, I would say if there is one thing that Attica has a tendency to do, it is get to play at a quicker pace.
Duggar to the basket and blocked by McDaniel. Ball loose, going to be picked up by Keela Howard. So McDaniel has been a factor, not so much on the offensive end as she has defensively. She's blocked about 4 shots in the ball game. She takes a tough shot. It won't go. Foul going to be on Keela Howard. Nice block out by Taylor Duggar. Steven taking a look at statistics from the first quarter. Turnovers have been a problem for Rockville. They have 6 in the first 8 minutes. Area that you need to get cleaned up. Pressure in the backcourt by Attica. Easily broken by Rockville. Duggar to Breedlove at the free throw line. A little more confident. This time she goes right at McDaniel. She finishes at the basket. She has 4. Rocks have tied the game at 10.
Well, I would say there was a conversation in between quarters from Coach Kyle and Bailey Breedlove talking about her need to be aggressive because that was a very quick and decisive move.
Well, Stephen, if you want to be a sectional champion, you can't be tentative. You've got to play to win the ball game. You can't think it's just going to happen. Attica will slow things up. Madison Howard comes and gets the basketball. Spent a lot of time on the bench in the first quarter. Near side, Plumer. Couple of dribbles. Cross-court pass. Nice catch by Waters. Lucky it didn't go out of bounds. Caitlin McDaniels to Naomi McDaniels at the top of the key. She dives to the block. Plumer gets around the defense. Shot won't go. Rebound, Carrington. Good rebound in traffic. She draws a double team, able to get it to Pierce. Pierce back to Carrington in the open. She pulls up, skip to Duggar. Duggar on the baseline to McMullen. Good ball fake out front. Good ball movement by the Rocks. It's now Carrington inside the defense. Her jumper rolls off the rim. Weak side rebound, Plumer. Good ball movement. Good shot by Rockfield. Shot won't drop. We remain tied at 10. 5.5 minutes to go in quarter two. Waters lets a three fly. Off the heel of the rim. Rebound, Naomi McDaniel. Her putback good. She gets it in that deep. I don't know how you stop her. And Plumer comes up with the steal. 2-on-1 for Attica. Plumer to the basket. And Carrington strips her. And they'll say last touch by Plumer. Good defense by Felicity. Found herself in a tough situation. Pierce on the far side, across the 10-second line, comes near side to Duggar. Duggar in the post to Breedlove. She attacks. Her shot won't go. She stays with it. Second attempt won't go. She gets it back, goes up strong again. This one won't go. Ball loose, rebounded by McDaniel. Now, despite the fact that she didn't get the basket, Stephen, I like her work on the boards, and I like the way she attacked the bigs of Attica. Far side, it's Howard with the basketball. McDaniel in between the circles to Waters at the top, at the free throw line. I'm sorry, Plumer. Plumer kicks to Caitlin McDaniels. Her three-point shot won't go. Breedlove on the rebound to Carrington up the left side. To Breedlove. Breedlove's going to be fouled this time. It'll be a McDaniel. Not sure if it's Caitlin or Naomi. It's on Naomi. That will be her first. Mike Fechtel, Warnick Chevrolet in Rockfield, the Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockfield Banking Center and the Rockfield IGA. Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. And Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. We have a full timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Attica 12, Rockfield 10, 4:24 to go in the first half from North Vermillion on True Oldies 104.9 WXI.
Big Mac Disposal and John and Carolyn McLean are cheering loud and proud for all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games. Family operated, Big Mac Disposal offers residential and business services in Park, Vermillion, and Fountain counties. Call Big Mac at 765-498-4840 for roll-offs, dumpsters, tote sizes, and pricing. They'll pick up bag trash too. The McLeans and Big Mac Disposal cheering for all our teams. Big Mac Disposal. Call 765-498-4840.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Breedlove will get a second free throw. We'd like to thank the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Over Pet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy, and Marshall and Covington. Your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockfield and Clinton, Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockfield. Breedlove, one of two at the free throw line, cuts the lead to one at 12-11. Caitlin McDaniel in between the circles against a 2-3 zone of Rockfield. Madison Howard to Plumer, back to Howard. Defense right now for Rockfield, packing it in. Plumer puts it on the floor, works to her right, pulls up for the shot off glass. It's good. Into the front court. Duggar on the dribble, picks it up. Carrington out front to Pierce. On the baseline, McMullen back to Pierce. Skip pass near side to Duggar. She tries to work to her right. Gets inside, tries to go under the basket. Shot won't go. McDaniel on the rebound. Not a bad idea, Stephen. She needed another step to create a better angle on that shot. We're down to 3:30 in quarter number two. Plumer gets a high ball screen. She splits the defense. Drop off pass to McDaniel. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Duggar. Carrington on the move. Almost runs into Breedlove. She clears the timeline. Duggar Law pass inside to Breedlove. She gets it deep. Off glass, her shot good. Well, we've seen a different young lady in the paint, Stephen, since the last time she turned it over with the tentative move. From that point forward, she's been extremely strong. She draws the rocks within one at 14-13.
Well, that's a very, very strong move. Good power dribble. She understands Attica's not going to want to foul. They know their value, that they have to be in the game to have an impact. So she took it at him.
Ball poked loose, but picked up by Naomi McDaniel. She takes a tough shot. Rebound Breedlove. To Felicity, up the floor to Morgan. Back to Carrington. Now Duggar with the basketball. Lobs in paint to Breedlove. Goes up strong. She gets a shot to go. Rocks regain the lead at 15-14. And all you need is a little confidence to believe you can do something, Stephen.
Well, she was. She was questioning herself a little bit after that last turnover. But two aggressive moves, two buckets. You can really see the energy within her starting to pick up.
Bloomer comes near side to Howard, and Taylor Duggar knocks the pass straight to McMullen. Madison Howard with the foul in the backcourt. That is the third on Attica. Waters will return to the Rockville lineup. She'll replace Naomi McDaniel, and I think right now you got to pound it in the post. You got Plumer, but Plumer not nearly the defender that Naomi McDaniel is. Rocks with a one-point lead at 15-14. Felicity on the dribble into the front court. Finds Bailey at the free throw line. Takes a dribble. Shut off. Pierce. Carrington for three. It's good. Rocks regain that four-point lead. It's now 18-14. A minute 30 to go in our opening half. Plumer outside the three-point line to Caitlin McDaniel. Plumer with the basketball, tries to work left. Good defense by Pierce. On the baseline, Keela Howard. Her shot well off the mark. Duggar on the rebound. Rocks have done a very nice job on the boards. Over the top, Duggar with the basketball. In paint to Pierce. And it's a jump ball. She's got to realize there, it's just a situation where she's going to be better served to go ahead and either dish the basketball or dribble it out. She tries to put the shot up. Jump ball. Possession to Attica.
No, you're exactly right. Double team came. She had two defenders on her. Hadn't used her dribble yet. Certainly would have been well advised to dribble back out.
Plumer to Caitlin McDaniel. Three-point shot off the mark. Rebound Pierce. Pierce to Carrington. She'll slow things up. It's Duggar. Duggar to Breedlove in paint. Plumer in the air. Breedlove off glass is good. Rocks up 6, 2014. I don't think they can afford to keep McDaniel on the bench too much longer. Lead has extended to 6. We're down to 30 seconds. Caitlin McDaniel to Madison Howard. Backside Waters goes baseline to Plumer. Carrington steps in, steals the pass. Rocks should hold for one. Clock is at 15. Not sure you really want to get out of your offense. Keep doing what you've been doing. Just started a little bit late. Breedlove on the post. Duggar gets around the defense. Ball out front, tracked down by Carrington. Carrington tries to get it to Breedlove. Ball loose, picked up by Attica. That takes us to the end of two quarters of play. It's a 6-point lead for the Rocks, 2014. Stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet DeVerter Funeral Home halftime show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper Newport Mill.
Did you know that by 2025, 60% of Indiana's workforce will need to have a post-secondary credential in order to supply future workforce demands? Make sure you are ready. Enroll at Ivy Tech Community College to earn skills to compete in the business and industry markets of today and tomorrow. Whatever your goal, Ivy Tech can give you a smarter start. Advisors are on hand to help you get started. Learn more at ivytech.edu or call 888-IVY-LINE.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to North Vermillion and our FutureX Industry scoreboard. We have got an update from Owen Valley. Owen Valley 49, South Vermillion 32. That is at the end of three quarters of play in that 3A sectional at Owen Valley. At North Vermillion, it's a six-point lead for the Rockville Lady Rocks. They lead 20-14. Stephen, for 16 minutes, been an outstanding period of basketball for the Lady Rocks. I think you see a lot more confident basketball team than we saw on January 22nd.
No, absolutely. They do feel that they have the game plan kind of in check that they're going to need in order to win this basketball game. We can see it. It's a very clear effort to get the ball into the post. And Bailey Breedlove has been showing a whole lot more confidence here in the second quarter. So it's really good to see Rockville move the basketball around the perimeter. They're waiting until they find the opportunity to get it to the post. And really, she's not forcing anything. It's just a good aggressive move. Either going to be drawing a foul or, you know, at least she's attacking the rim. So from that standpoint, offense looks really good. But I think it's the defense that really has given them a chance to extend this lead. I mean, they hold Attica to 4 points coming in that second quarter, eliminating a lot of second-chance opportunities that Attica normally gets off offensive rebounds. So defensive end of the floor has been a huge factor in helping them come up with this lead.
And I think you look at how Rockville has scored the 20 points. Coach Kyle has to like what he's seen early on. It's in the first quarter, a pair of three-point field goals by Pearson, by Duggar. It forces you to extend the defense a little bit if you're Attica. And then Breedlove, after a slow start, really gets busy in the second quarter. As she is now the leading scorer in the ball game with 11 points. She really took over that second quarter offensively. I believe she had just 2 points at the end of the first quarter and nine there in the second. She also has six rebounds in the ball game. So I just think from a confidence standpoint, it's just a different ball club. And confidence can take you so far. If you believe you can do something, you're more apt to do it. And that's what we've seen in the first half. And probably the other area that was really cleaned up for the Rocks, six turnovers early. Just three in the second quarter.
Right. Yeah. Despite the fact that they've turned the ball over nine times, three more than Attica, you know, they continue to hang on to this lead. And I think that's just really a tribute to their shot selection and also what they're, you know, they're doing in terms of challenging shots down on the defensive end. You know, Attica's not getting anything easy by any means. They're keeping it outside on the perimeters for the most part. But if they do get into the paint, you know, they're maintaining that verticality. We saw Felicity Carrington get a deflection in there. Bailey Breedlove has challenged a lot of shots as well. So it's something that your defense, you've preached and you really hope that they do. And it's great to see them come out here and execute that tonight.
Well, turnovers in the first two possessions to start the ball game, but the Rocks settled down. Did a much better job of passing the ball, recognizing when a double team was coming. You can ill afford to turn your back to the defense. You can't dribble in to a double team and pick your dribble up. We saw that early, but nice adjustments by Rockville. Ball movement really improved a lot. That's created a lot of open situations. Now, McDaniel's still been a factor on the defensive end. She probably has four or five block shots, but I like the fact, especially after the first half of the first quarter, Rockville has made a concerted effort to attack her and go right at her, not back away.
Right, and they are showing both the bigs, Plumer and Naomi McDaniel, are showing that they're not going to be super aggressive in trying to block the shot. You know, they're just standing there with their arms straight up, and I think Breedlove has seen that and has really used her athleticism to try to get around the defense. But it does bode well for confidence to know that that's not something that they're really going to aggressively attack you with, and you knock down a few open shots early. They begin to play a little more conservatively. Now you got them behind, and I'm sure this is a team that's probably in their mind thinking, having to battle the mental aspect of it. You know, here we go again. We have a chance to win, and, you know, we come in here as the favorites. Are we going to let another one slip away?
Good point, Steven. We're going to go ahead and take a break on our our Clark Chevrolet DeVerta Funeral Home Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half on 104.9 WAXI.
The Narrows Restaurant Buffet at Turkey Run Inn is ready for you this weekend. With specials each night of the weekend, the Narrows Restaurant carries a large variety of tasty sides and an extensive salad for each of the buffet nights. The Narrows Restaurant, located in the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park, is open Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday hours 11:30 to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out the banquet halls and indoor pools while you're booking your night stay. Turkey Run Inn wishes the best of luck to all of the area high school athletes.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team, making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Why buy from your local Overpeck Gas Company? We accept new customers sharing the same great rate and sincere commitment to 24-hour star service. Studies show that each dollar you spend at local independent business returns three times more money to our local economy. Now that's a benefit we cannot afford to lose. Locally owned and operated for 60 years, Overpeck Gas Company, 765-597-2201 or toll-free 800-536-2201.
Welcome back to our Clark Chevrolet DeVerta Funeral Home Halftime Show. Steven, we've got a couple minutes away from the start of second half. How about recapping first half statistics?
All right, Jim, thank you very much. At the end of the first quarter, it was a 10-8 advantage to Attica. But certainly much different in the second quarter. Attica only scores 4 points. Rockville tallies 12 points in that second quarter, giving them the 20-14 advantage that we see here at half. For Attica, fairly balanced in terms of scoring. No player has really jumped out into the lead for them. Carissa Plumer, Kella Howard, and Naomi McDaniel all have 4 points. And then Caitlin McDaniel has chipped in, too. As a team, Attica is shooting 7 of 16 from two-point range. That's 44%. They're 0 of 5 behind the three-point line, and just two attempts for them from the free-throw line. They are 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. For Rockville, leading scorer for them right now is Bailey Breedlove. She's got 11 points. She's 5 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free-throw line as well. But as you said, Jim, 9 of those 11 points coming in the second quarter. And then from there, Felicity Carrington has 3 points. She's 1 of 4 from the field, so her one basket was a 3-point shot. Taylor Duggar knocked down a 3-pointer as well. And Morgan Pierce, another player, knocking down a three-point shot for Rockville. Those three players have three apiece. So Rockville hasn't gone to their bench yet. Only 5 players in the game so far. As a team, Rockville is 5 of 16 for 31%. From two-point range, they're 3 of 6 behind the three-point line for 50% and 1 of 2 for 50% as well from the free-throw line.
It's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet DeVerta Funeral Home Halftime Show. We're less than a minute away from the start of the second half. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
When you're looking for someone to service your vehicle, please keep us in mind. We're Affordable Auto Care in Rockville, and we're easy to find. We're in a red and white building on US 41 on the north end of town. We're your local under-the-vehicle mechanics, and I'd say our guys are some of the best around. We specialize in custom exhaust work, alignments, and all sort of maintenance. Come on over, stop on in at Affordable Auto Care. We'd love to make your acquaintance. Call Affordable Auto Care to schedule an appointment at 569-6911, and when you drop your vehicle off for service, we can text you when it's done. Affordable Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good luck to all area high school sports teams from Wooster Feed and Grain Mill in Perrysville. Congratulations, high school teams, on a great season on and off the court. Since 1947, Wooster Feed and Grain Mill in Perrysville has been a friend to area farmers, and they're still buying our grain today. Wooster Feed and Grain Mill at 496 West Main in Perrysville is proud to support all the area high school sports teams and wishes good luck to all area teams in this year's state tournament. From everyone at Wooster Feed and Grain Mill.
Welcome back to live action at North Vermillion. First possession, Rockville turns the ball over against the 1-3-1 of Attica. And up the far side, Taylor Dugger picks up the foul, showing her first on the team here in the second half. So you've got to recognize Attica's made a change defensively. How are you going to attack it? Ball goes into McDaniel. She draws a triple team. As she tries to pass it out, she passes it right to Pierce. So Attica returns the favor over the top. Needs a little more arch on it. So the second turnover in two possessions by Rockville. It's the way they started the ball game. Plumer fires a three. It won't go. Rebound to Carrington. Carrington with the basketball up the near side to Pierce. Pierce back to Carrington. You got to have something on the pass. You can't float things here. Attica's going to step up in that passing lane, make some pass fakes, try to open up some lanes. Breedlove, her shot won't go. Rebound to McDaniel. Waters will slow things up, walk it into the front court. We played a minute 15 here in quarter number three. Plumer in paint, McDaniel shot, off heel of the rim, rebound Breedlove. Well, they ran that same play where they screened the middle. Rocks need to make an adjustment on that. I have to believe they're going to see that quite a bit here in the second half. And it's another turnover for Rockville. You've got to force the defense up on you, Stephen, to create the passing lanes. Plumer's on the point. She's not only tall, she's long.
And one of the things that I think you can do to really break that 1-3-1, number one, get it into the middle, but also try to, beat the defense off the dribble.
Shot by Waters won't go. Caitlin McDaniel on the rebound. It won't go. Now it's Naomi McDaniel with the putback. She gets the basket. When you give up three opportunities to Attica, they're going to make you pay. That's a lead of four, 20-16. Carrington to Pierce. Pierce on the dribble. Shot won't go. Rebound backside. McMullen put back good. A lot of contact inside. No call. Ball went straight to McMullen. Lead back to six for Rockville. 22-16. We're down to 5:30 to go in quarter three. Plumer on point. Near side Waters. Puts it on the floor. Drives baseline. Her pass was blocked by Bailey. It came down inbounds, but Water was the first to touch it. She had a foot on the line. It'll be Rockville basketball. Good baseline defense by the Rocks.
Well, absolutely. Bailey Breedlove steps over to help stop the penetration, but great job Morgan Pierce trying to shut off that baseline.
Dugger on baseline. Skip past Pierce. Open for three. It's on the way. It looks good. It is. Rockville with their biggest lead of the ball game. It's at 9, 25-16. Waters, far side Plumer. Now you got to make Attica work for this one, Stephen. Don't give up a quick one to them. You remember last time they played, Rockville got to within three at 26-23, but Attica came down, countered a three with a three of their own, and from that point on it was all Attica. Coach Armisen doesn't like what he sees. He calls a timeout. It's a 30. We'll take one as well. At North Vermillion, Rocks with a 9-point lead, 25-16 on True Oldies, 104.9 WAXI.
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. We're down to 4:51 in quarter number three. It'll be Attica basketball. Plumer to inbound to McDaniel. She's going to take a three. Her shot short. Weak side rebound, Taylor. Duggar to Carrington. Carrington on the dribble. Attica gets out of that 1-3-1. They go man-to-man in this possession. Looked like it was going to be a turnover. Picked up in paint by Breedlove. She gets the short jumper to go. It's a double-digit lead, 27-16 for Rockville. Backside, Caitlin McDaniel with the ball, near side to Waters. Waters goes baseline to Naomi McDaniel. She puts it on the floor in traffic. Kicks to Caitlin McDaniel. Long shot won't go. Good hustle by McMullen to track down the long rebound. Carrington over the top of the defense in the front court to Pierce. Pierce baseline, Duggar. Tries to get it to Breedlove. Deflected by Attica. Waters on the dribble. Splits the defense out front. Loses the ball. Falls to the floor. Duggar pokes it out of bounds. It'll remain Attica basketball.
Well, really credit this 2-3 zone of Rockville. Haven't seen a whole lot of gaps being penetrated. If they do, they're getting deflections, getting turnovers. And right now, Attica just can't seem to really figure out the zone.
Ball comes into Waters. She tries to go post to Howard. Knocked out of bounds by Taylor. Plumer will inbound. Naomi McDaniel steps outside the three-point line. She took a three-pointer last time. It goes to Plumer. Plumer on post, off glass, off the front of the rim. It falls through. Cuts a lead to 9 at 27-18. Like thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, or that phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale. Lovers Lane Antiques on East I Street in Rockville. The Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton. Rockville with the turnover on the far sideline. So Attica with an opportunity to cut into this 9-point lead of Rockville. Howard backside water. Howard, Plumer, she lets a three fly. It comes up short. Ball loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. It will be Attica basketball. We're down to 3:18. We'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville, and the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermilion County High School Sports. Shot won't go. Ball's going to be tapped out. Good hustle by Keela Howard to try to save it inbounds. She steps on the inline. It'll be Rockville basketball.
Well, they run the out-of-bounds play really to perfection. They get a good shot by Carissa Plumer in paint. But the shooting woes continue here in this quarter.
It's a 30-second timeout, Rockville. Stephen, we'll go ahead and keep it here as we'd like to recognize six sponsors that came on board to support us and our local high schools during sectional time. Appreciate Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville. Edward Jones, financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. The Wooster Feed Mill in Perrysville. JT's Marathon in Rosedale. Big Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hanner Law Office in Rockville. Well, Stephen, you've got the game down to 3 minutes, 11 seconds in the third quarter, plus another 8. So just a little bit over 11 minutes. You have a 9-point lead. But clearly you cannot relax against a team the quality of Attica.
Well,
they haven't won 20 games for no reason.
That's exactly right. And you know that the pressure is going to come. We've seen that here. They're really going to get aggressive on the defensive end and try to create some turnovers.
And now we see the third defense by Attica here in this quarter. Carrington gets inside of the defense. It's a 2-3 zone that is extended. Carrington, crossover dribble. Kick to Duggar. Duggar gets a three off. It looks good. It hits a heel to the rim. Long rebound to Howard. It was right on. McDaniels runs to the post. Howard forced to pick her dribble up to Waters. Waters for three. It won't go. It hits the support brace. It'll be Rockville basketball. Good defense by Taylor Duggar. She recognized that McDaniels was running the floor and had went straight to the post. She took that opportunity away, forced the pass outside. Waters couldn't connect on the three-point field goal. Keela Howard in the backcourt. Carrington to Pierce. Pierce on the dribble, picks her dribble up. She needs some help. Carrington comes and gets the basketball in between the circles. Spin dribble at the free throw line. Inside Breedlove. Baby hook won't go. Good shot. Off the heel of the rim. Got the look they wanted. Shot wouldn't drop. McDaniels drives, pass inside. They're going to say kick by Rockville. Attica will take it out underneath the basket. Looked like Bailey may have tweaked an ankle or bumped knees or something. Plumer on the inbound will bring it in between the circles to Keela Howard. Naomi McDaniel outside the three-point line to Waters. Back to McDaniels. Her three on the way. It's well short. Actually kind of surprises Rockfield. Not ready to catch the basketball. And a foul at the free throw line. Pierce called for the hold. That will be the second on Rockfield in the half. Second on Morgan. So it'll be Plumer to inbound one more time. They look to lob to McDaniel. It does come into her. She draws a double team, kicks it to Caitlin McDaniel, to Plumer, back to Naomi on baseline. Shot goes. The defense by Breedlove can't do anything about it. Got to give the offensive player a lot of credit. Leads at 7, 27-20 for Rockfield. Felicity on the dribble. At the free throw line, Breedlove. Drop off pass inside. Dug her off glass. Her shot won't go, but she is fouled and will head to the free throw line. Nice pass by Bailey. Taylor takes it up strong, creates the contact. She'll go to the free throw line for the first time. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports in our local communities. HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle. And Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. First free throw off the mark for Taylor. She'll get a second. Madison Howard replaces Carissa Plumer. Future X Industry scoreboard. They've gone final at Owen Valley. Valiant effort by the Lady Wildcats, but they came up short as they lose 59-38. To the host school, congratulations to South Vermillion Lady Wildcats on a very nice season. 3 points field goal won't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rockfield basketball. Second free throw was good by Taylor. So it is an 8-point lead at 28-20.
Well, just three field goals here in this quarter for Attica. They're still looking for their first make behind the three-point line. They're 0 for 12 here in the ballgame.
Barrington, a little spin dribble out front, creates a little space. Now she works back to her left. She finds Pierce. Pierce to her right. And she's going to be called for the double dribble. Good defense by Madison Howard. Steven, she doesn't do a lot of scoring, but I like when she's on the bench because she can hound you defensively. She's forced several turnovers by Rockville. Plumer, near side, Waters on baseline, Keela Howard. Plumer goes straight to the post, kicks it back to Howard. Now Madison Howard into the post to Plumer. Shot comes up short, rebound loose, picked up by Bailey. Bailey to Carrington, back to Bailey. And good job by Coach Powell to get the timeout. He's going to use a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Rockfield leads by 8, 28-20. 44 seconds to go in quarter three from North Vermillion on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Big Mac Disposal and John and Carolyn McLean are cheering loud and proud for all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games. Family operated, Big Mac Disposal offers residential and business services in Park, Vermillion, and Fountain counties. Call Big Mac at 765-498-4840 for roll-offs, dumpsters, tote sizes, and pricing. They'll pick up bag trash too. The McLeans and Big Mac Disposal cheering for all our teams. Big Mac Disposal. Call 765-498-4840.
Welcome back. Live action. Rockfield with the basketball. Carrington on the dribble, being hounded by Madison Howard. Works left, now back to her right. She lets go back door to Duggar. Duggar started to go, but was shut off. Takes the pass away. Felicity shuffles her feet. It'll be Attica basketball.
Well, Jimmy, you just have to wonder here as the time winds down in the third quarter, does Attica have a run in him? You kind of feel that they do.
Plumer at the free throw line to Caitlin McDaniel. Back to Plumer. Now Waters. Madison Howard goes to the post. They're not going to send it there. Clock inside of 15. It appears that Attica will hold for one. Waters works to her left. You got to get up. Close out on the shooter, Naomi McDaniel. Inside of Breedlove. Shot won't go. Rebound, Bailey. Bailey to Taylor. Hold it. That runs us through three quarters. It's an eight-point lead for Rockville, 28-20. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Buying a new car is exciting. At Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, you can save thousands. We'll match any dealer's price, and we won't be undersold. Find exactly what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. With our price match standard, you won't find a better deal anywhere. We won't be undersold. Make your way to Clark Chevrolet. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
When you buy from Clark Chevrolet, we'll send you cookies.
Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Welcome back. 1A basketball, sectional 53 at North Vermillion. We're 8 minutes away from a sectional title. We're hoping for the Lady Rocks to pick up their first since 1981. They lead by eight. They have the basketball. Duggar to her right. Gets it to Carrington. Carrington draws a double team out front over the top to McMullen. She tries to lob inside, deflected by Attica, picked up by Caitlin McDaniel. She works up the right side, goes post to Plumer. And she's fouled by Duggar. Kind of swatted at the ball, Steve. And if you stay straight up and down, you probably don't pick up the foul. On Taylor, that's her second. Plumer 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Just two free throws attempted by Attica in the ball game. Six between the two ball clubs. Free throw is good. I'd like to thank Dale Warnix Chevrolet in Rockville, the Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Second free throw off the mark. Remains a three-possession ball game, 28-21. Rockville with a seven-point lead. Up the floor to McMullen. Puts it on the floor. Finds Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. On the baseline, Pierce. She'll dribble out. You got to pinch gaps. You got to come to the basketball. You can't be passive. Got to be aggressive. Pierce looks to go to the post. Brings it out front to Carrington. Back to Pierce. Back to Carrington. We're down to 7 minutes. Pierce with Plumer in her face. Finds Duggar on backside. McMullen on baseline. Dribbles it out. Hands it to Duggar. She's being harassed. She now draws a double team. Able to get the ball to Felicity. Shuffles the feet. Another turnover, Rockville. Give the Attica defense a lot of credit, Stephen. They've struggled offensively. Just 3 of 16 shooting in the third quarter. 25% in the ball game. However, they continue to hang around. Rockville with 17 turnovers in the ball game. There's that little play in the paint to McDaniel. She gets it back with the right hand over the front of the rim. She gets the basket. Three straight by Attica. They've cut the lead to 5 at 28-23.
Well, they've definitely now started getting the ball into the post themselves. Stop settling for that outside shot. Naomi and Plumer really doing their work inside.
Pierce on the dribble, able to get it to Felicity. She gets inside of the defense on the baseline to McMullen. Try to pass it over the top. It's swatted out of bounds by McDaniel. Get the big in the air, put it on the floor. And Attica going to use a timeout. Not sure what we've got. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Lead down to 5, 28-23. 6:15 to go in our fourth quarter from North Vermillion on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermillion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill. Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank, all from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Welcome back to live action. Ball comes into Pierce in the corner. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Caitlin McDaniel. Right now, you've got Attica jumping all over the place, really getting in the passing lane, Stephen. You're going to have to utilize some pass fakes to create better angles. She will inbound the ball to Carrington. Back to Pierce. Had Breedlove in the post area. Duggar for three. She's open. It's short. Rebound, Naomi McDaniel.
Well, I think at this point, Attica will probably settle for that. They've got one player in front, one behind, and Breedlove in the post.
It's going to take a couple of three-point shots to stretch that defense. Rock's got them early. We need them now. McDaniels kicks to Howard. Howard's shot on the way. It won't go, but rebound Waters. And Pierce will be called for the foul. It will be her third. That is the third on the Rocks here in the second half. Rocks have gone just five players in the ball game. Good defense by Pierce. She takes away the post, knocks the ball away, picked up by Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. Carrington with the double team out front, inside the defense, tries to bounce it in to Breedlove. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession shows it being Attica's. Coach Kyle telling Felicity to step up there and shoot the basketball, and I think she does. That'll take a little pressure off of that post. Attica with the basketball, yet Rocks have yet to score here in the quarter. We have played almost 3 minutes, 5:09 on the clock. Waters called for the travel. Carrington to her left, near side Pierce. On the baseline to McMullen, back to Pierce. She'll dribble to her right, get it to Carrington. Your wing's got to step up a little bit. And another turnover. Pierce's pass picked off by McDaniel. Caitlin McDaniel's up the far side to Waters. Waters down the middle. Going to call a foul on Kylan. That will be the fourth, now the fifth on the Rocks. Plumer goes backside to Madison Howard. She can't catch the basketball. It goes out of bounds. So it's turned back over to Rockville. Howard goes into the student section. She's going to come out of the ball game, and I think that's a break for Rockville, Stephen.
Well, she is so good defensively, and at this point, you got to have confidence with the ball in your hands. If you don't have it, you got to come and be an outlet for anybody that does have the ball, because Attica is absolutely hounding the ball handler.
Backdoor play. McMullen inside of the defense tries to go backside. Duggar can't catch the pass, but it's picked off by Pierce. She's going to lose the basketball. It's on the floor. They'll call jump ball. Right now, Rockville just having trouble getting a shot off. I'm not sure if we have a shot here in this quarter.
They've only attempted one field goal, and that was a three-point shot by Duggar in the corner.
It'll be Pierce to inbound the basketball. She'll bring it out front to Felicity. Near side to Taylor. Taylor penetrates to the free throw line. Hand off to Felicity. Shut off by Howard. Backside Pierce. Pierce to Duggar in between the circles. He goes Pierce. Now Felicity will come and get the basketball. Crossover dribble. Comes near side to McMullen. She tries to go post. McDaniels picks the pass off again. She works up the right side. Crossover. Shot on the way. Rattles it in. Leads down to three at 28-25. Felicity into the front court. Near side Pierce on the baseline to McMullen. McDaniels picks off another one. She's going to try to go coast to coast with the left hand. Shot won't go. Foul is going to be called on Felicity. McDaniels will get two. They continue to try to go to Breedlove in the post. But an outstanding job on the defensive end by Naomi McDaniel. Clock is down to 3:33. I'd like to thank the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga, the Overpit Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, and Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. It's just a 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank more of our sponsors, BJ Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville, the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville, Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Lover's Lane on Antiques, Lover's Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and the Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton. Well, Stephen, it's a lack of offense. Rocks have just turned the ball over too much here in the quarter. Just one shot. We have 3:33 on the clock.
Well, unofficially, Jim, I have them for 13 turnovers here in the second half. And we talked about the fronting and defense from the backside of Bailey Breedlove. And right now they're still trying to throw it over the top. But Kaylin McDaniel is, they're waiting on it.
McDaniel is off the mark on the first free throw. So it remains a three-point advantage for the Rocks, 28-25. Naomi will get a second attempt. She's a tired young lady right now, Stephen. May have a little effect on the free throw shooting. Second on the way is also no good. Rocks don't block out. Shot put up. It won't go. McDaniel. We'll see what the call is. Not sure. Still have no call on Naomi McDaniel. Coming over the top on the rebound. So she does miss both free throws. Rocks need to not fall asleep here as pressure's extended into the backcourt. Carrington with the basketball, but she's heading right into Pierce. Got to have good spacing on the floor. Carrington works up the left side. She's going to draw a foul from Howard. Just three on Attica. Fox sits at 3:19. Rocks with a three-point lead, 28-25. To say they need a field goal, Stephen, is an understatement. Somebody's got to come to the basketball. Over the top, she finds Breedlove. Gets McDaniels in the air. Shot won't go, but she'll head to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, that's terrific vision from Morgan Pierce here on the sideline. All of her outlets coming to the basketball were heavily defended by Attica, so she throws it over the top to the weak side. Breedlove's going to get to the free throw line.
First free throw is off the mark. She'll get a second. I'd like to thank Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville, the Edward Jones financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton, Wooster Feed Mill in Perrysville, JT's Marathon in Rosedale, Big Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hanner Law Office in Rockville. Breedlove fails to convert either free throw. We remain at 28-25. Clock slips under 3 minutes. Caitlin McDaniels with the basketball. Skip pass. Now it's Naomi in post. Her shot won't go. Two girls from Rockville battle for the ball. I think, Stephen, they almost caused the ball to go out of bounds. It'll remain Attica basketball. Plumer to inbound to Naomi McDaniel. Plumer heads straight to the post. Back to Naomi McDaniel. She drives baseline. Shot on baseline. Won't go. Weak side rebound. Felicity. Carrington on the move up the right side. Once again, she's drawing a double team wherever she goes. Somebody's got to come and get the basketball. You can't sit and wait on it. Pierce on the backside to Duggar. She'll work to her right. Now back to the left. She finds Carrington. Baseline McMullen goes through her hands out of bounds. Just not getting shots off in the final quarter. Waters at the top of the key to Plumer, backside. Caitlin McDaniel in between the circles. Naomi McDaniel outside the three-point line, thinks about taking the shot. She finds Plumer. Plumer now on the dribble, work to her right to Waters. Waters crossover in paint with a tough shot. It won't go. Ball loose, picked up by Duggar. She finds Felicity. Over the top of the defense, Pierce in the front court to Duggar. Breedlove at the high post. Timeout, Coach Kyle at 1:46. It's a full timeout. Rockford with a three-point lead, 28-25. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
For heating, plumbing, or a cooling need, the name you can trust is Beverly. Family-owned value is the name of the game. Call Beverly. Beverly. That's our name. Call 765-832-7654. It's what to do. It's not our first name. It's our last. But it's the last name we'll need for service fast. Quality service is our claim to fame. Call Beverly. Beverly. That's our name.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm. Working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years with two offices to serve you. In Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. We're down to 1:46. Rocks led by 8 coming into this quarter. They still lead by 3 without scoring a point, 28-25. Pierce to inbound. Lob to Breedlove. Contact Plumer. Bailey is fouled, just the 5th on Attica. The Rocks will take the ball out one more time. Coach Kyle calls his play. Hopefully it'll dial up a basket. It comes in to Carrington. One dribble by Kylan. She picks it up and she's fouled. A hand check on Caitlin McDaniel. There's the 6th. So it looks like the strategy may be quick fouling. If they can get certain players to handle the basketball, you're going to have to hit free throws if you're going to win this one. Long pass to Carrington. Comes near side to Duggar. Duggar back to Carrington. She's fouled. She is the leading free throw shooter for this Rockville ball club.
Well, it's an incredibly interesting strategy here at this point. Still a minute and a half to go. And they go ahead and they continue to foul. They're going to put Felicity Carrington, very good free throw shooter, at the line.
A free throw here will make it a 2-possession ball game. Still 1:36, a lot of time. Carrington misses the free throw. Rebound, Caitlin McDaniel. She's on the move up the right side. Still on the dribble. Crossover. Pulls up from 10. Jumper won't go. Rebound loose. Rebound Madison Howard. She's trapped on baseline. They now get it to McDaniel at the top of the key. Caitlin McDaniel. Shot won't go. Ball loose. It's going to be tied up. And it will be Attica basketball. So good look at the top of the key by Caitlin McDaniel. Shot won't drop. Three straight misses at the free throw line for Rockville. Clock at 1:16. Waters with the basketball. Plumer goes to the corner. In the post to McDaniel. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Inside position by Attica. I think Rock's got a break there, Stephen. Got a quick jump ball. Caitlin McDaniel actually pulled it away from Rockville. 3-point lead. Carrington with the ball to Pierce. Pierce to Breedlove. Puts it on the floor. She's fouled by Caitlin McDaniel. Should get two.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a shooting foul. She'll get to the free throw line. We'll have an opportunity to convert both. And
it will be two. That takes a little pressure off.
That certainly helps for sure, but great defense from Breedlove on the other end. Naomi McDaniel catches it in the post, but Bailey remains vertical, doesn't foul.
Take a deep breath, relax. First one off the mark, second on the way. It's good. Two possession ball game, 58 seconds. Waters up the near side. Plumer lets a three go. It's short. Rebound McMullen. Hands it to Carrington. Duggar with the basketball. She's fouled at the 10-second line. I believe that's the ninth, so it'll be the last time. It'll be a 1-1. Rocks lead by four, 29-25. Coach Armisen's going to use a timeout and try to ice Taylor at the free throw line. Haven't indicated what it is. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4-point lead for the Rocks. 48 seconds to go at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV expert.
Layton's Refrigeration supports our local high school athletes. Call 765-832-2561 for information about special financing or rebates up to $1,000 that are available on qualifying products. See your participating independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer or visit AmericanStandardAir.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. Offer expires December 31st, 2017. Call Layton's Refrigeration at 765-832-2561.
All right, 1-1, 48.2 on the clock. Taylor Duggar at the free throw line. First free throw on the way off the heel of the rim. Long rebound. It's Breedlove with the basketball, and she's tied up from behind. It'll be Attica basketball.
Jim, I feel like the last three jump balls have gone to Attica.
4-point lead, 43.5. Still plenty of time. Steven, I keep think you keep timeouts. What does each team have?
Well, at this point, I've got Attica with one left, just a 30. Rockville with two, a full and a 30 left in the game.
Madison Howard to Waters. Surprised she didn't work up the floor to save a little bit of time. Plumer comes to get the basketball. Now Caitlin McDaniel, she fires a three. It's off the mark. You can tell. Pierce with the rebound. She'll get fouled if she'll dribble long enough. She does by Waters. Two free throws would be huge, Steven. It would force Attica to have to hit 2 3-pointers. Clock is down to 28.5. I don't think Morgan's been to the free throw line in the ball game.
She has not, but Rockville just 3 of 10 from the free throw line in the game.
Boom. She is good. Lead at 5, 30-25. Morgan will get a second. It's on the way. Off the heel of the rim. Battle for, I believe. Rockville's going to come up with a loose ball. Taylor is actually fouled by Madison Howard. Two Attica players knock the ball out of each other's hands. It's saved inbounds. Good hustle by Taylor. She gets to the basketball. She is fouled by Howard. Two free throws now, making a 3-possession ball game, Stephen. She's good on the first. She'll get the second. I know I keep talking about that, but 3 possessions and 24.2 is awful difficult to overcome. I have to believe Coach Kyle will use a timeout if she hits this one. It's good. Leads at 7. Coach Kyle with a timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to take just a 30-second break. We'll be right back at North Vermillion. 7-point lead for the Rocks are 24 seconds away from their first sectional title since 1981. on True Oldies 104.9 WXI.
Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale. JT and Lori Obenchain from JT Service Center are proud to support high school sports at tournament time. JT Service Center in Rosedale has 21 years of trusted service in brakes, shocks, tires, and more. Call 765-548-2713 for service questions, or just stop in, fill up your tank, and grab a snack from the convenience store. Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale.
They play the...
Welcome back to North Vermillion. As we took just 30 in that situation, team still in huddles. It's a three-possession ball game, 7 points. Rockville would like the ball to come in as quickly as possible, force Attica to take as much time. Now, they don't need a three, it being three possessions. But whatever they do, they've got to do it quick. Each team with one timeout. They throw it in on a short throw in to Waters. Waters works up the left side, crossover dribble. Plumer open for three. Her shot good. Attica does not use the timeout. Pierce will dribble it. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line at 11.2. Surprised they didn't use the timeout. That'll send Morgan to the free throw line. She will get two. It's a four-point lead. Regardless of what happens, it stays at two possessions. Got to make sure you close out on any shot that they may get. Pierce good on the first free throw. Makes it a five-point lead, 33-28. Well, all of the Rocks scoring has come late in this quarter. Second free throw won't go, but Attica steps in the lane. A lane violation will give Pierce a second chance opportunity. One thing you don't want to do if you're Rockville, you don't want to foul on the rebound. Pierce connects. Coach Kyle uses his last timeout. It's a 30. It's a 30. So 6 points, Stephen, 11.5. Kind of surprised. Attica has thrown the ball in just about 3 or 4 feet from the end line with no pressure at all.
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting use of their clock here as we've closed out this game. As you said, not really getting the ball up the floor, saving time as much as you can. They choose not to take the timeout, and so you had about 3 seconds roll off the clock as Rockville's inbounding the ball. You definitely want to make sure that you value those minutes and those seconds as much as you possibly can. At this point, you definitely have to have a three. I think you get down the floor quickly. Kylan McMullen's going to provide a little token pressure in the full court just to make them work a little bit harder. Use some more time to get the ball down the floor. Well, it looks like Morgan Pierce is going to join him up here too. Plummer is going to get the inbounds pass.
Up the floor to Caitlin McDaniel. She steps inside the three-point line. Rebound by Duggar. Duggar fouled by Waters. Steven, that's a mistake right there. Had she made the shot, it would have only been a two. It would have kept it at a two-possession ball game. So with 4.2, we finally see a smile on the face of Coach Kyle. He continues to bark out directions to his team. Duggar for two. Off the heel of the rim on the first one. I think right now you can just stand there and let Attica do whatever they'd like to do. That's exactly what Coach Kyle directs his team to do. Taylor good on the second. Lead at 7. Attica will roll it in. Plumer picks it up. She'll take a 3-point shot. It won't go. The first time since 1981. Last opportunity for the Lady Rocks to win a basketball sectional. And it happens in 2018. What a game. Lady Rocks 35, Lady Ramblers 28. Stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900. Or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries. Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale. JT and Lori Obenchain from JT Service Center are proud to support high school sports at tournament time. JT Service Center in Rosedale has 21 years of trusted service in brakes, shocks, tires, and more. Call 765-548-2713 for service questions or just stop in, fill up your tank, and grab a snack from the convenience store. Good luck to all the teams from JT Service Center in Rosedale. That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
He'll take the three and bury it. Kinsey West, the three, and it's over. He goes to the right, puts the shot up. It's gone.
The postgame show is being brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. This is high school basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show, and what a postgame this one's going to be, Stephen. As I mentioned, 1981, the last time the Lady Rocks have won a sectional. It takes until 2018, last opportunity in school history. And I hate to say that I told you so. I didn't tell you, but I told Coach Kyle that I really felt like it were going to happen this year. So Rockville will advance. They will play next Saturday in the Class A Tipton Regional. They will play Southern Wells. Southern Wells comes out of the Southern Wells sectional. They are 10-14 on the year. Right now, let's get back to the Lady Rocks, Stephen. It wasn't the prettiest of ball games, as our final score is 35-28. But we knew it were going to be a battle. It was going to be a war. These two teams couldn't hook up without it being. Rocks led 28-20 heading into the final quarter. They do not score until late in the fourth quarter. Lead had been cut to three at 28-25. McDaniels missed a couple of free throw opportunities. Attica had several opportunities to cut into the lead or even tie, but unable to get that accomplished, and Rock stepped to the free throw line and hit some free throws and score seven at the line in the fourth quarter, enough to get the job done. And no, it wasn't pretty, but at this point of the season against a team, Attica 20-4 on the year, I don't care how you get it done. Getting it done is a major accomplishment. So congratulations to Lady Rocks.
Absolutely. Huge congratulations to the Lady Rocks. A lot of work, a lot of effort, many, many hours put into getting this accomplished this season. And there's a reason that postseason play is a survive and advance. You know, it doesn't matter, as you said, how you win it. As long as you win that game, if you're up by 1 point, when that final buzzer sounds, you're the victor. And truly, that is all that matters at this point. It doesn't matter how you accomplish it. So congratulations to the Lady Rocks. Another week of basketball preparation for a regional up at Tipton last year that I got a chance to see as Riverton Park went up there and played. And it's a very, very cool atmosphere. So it's going to be a great, great Saturday for the Lady Rocks.
Well, I can't imagine that it would be any more enjoyable going to practice come Monday morning. Practices is not always an enjoyable event that you look forward to, but I'm sure that this week will. Probably an opportunity to make a little road trip, get some practice time on a court that's unfamiliar to you. As I said, they do play Southern Wells. Rockville plays just five players in the ball game. You do what you got to do at this point of the season. Attica concludes their year at 25. Congratulations to that ball club. Coach Armisen does an outstanding job. And a lot of disappointment right now, as Attica was the favorite coming into the tournament, but so often happens the favorite does not win.
No, there's a lot of reasons that you could throw out the records when it comes to a sectional game. You can play really well throughout a season, but it just takes one game for you to have a poor shooting performance, not play to your ability. And you know, you kind of lose a game that you do expect to win, and that's exactly what we saw tonight. Just very, very cold shooting from the floor for Attica. They really couldn't figure out the zone of Rockville. They did a great job defending throughout the entirety of the game, and you know, they're going to get the win tonight, but we'll look at stats here in a little bit. But Attica just had a very, very difficult time scoring the basketball.
Well, let's take a commercial break on our Fountain Trust post-game show. We hope to get a word with Coach Kyle and maybe the seniors. And we've got a lot to cover here on our Fountain Trust post-game show. We'll be back in about 90 seconds on 104.9 at WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. From Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash, behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
The Fountain Trust Company offers a variety of financial services online so you can bank with us anywhere, anytime. While we hold true to our tradition of relationship-based banking, we know life can get busy. With online and mobile banking, you can access statements, transfer funds, pay bills, and more at the touch of a button. Whether you prefer online or mobile banking, or come in and see us in person at one of our many 15 banking centers, we're happy to be your local bank. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. We will share with you your all-sectional first team and second team. Second team, three players from North Vermillion, Mackenzie Crowder, Hannah Ellis, and Kyrie Balding. From Turkey Run, Ellen Snodgrass, and from Attica, Caitlin McDaniel. That is second team all-sectional. First team all-sectional, a couple of players from Attica, well-deserved, Naomi McDaniel and Carissa Plumer. From Riverton Park, Grace Farr, and from your sectional champion, Bailey Breedlove and Felicity Carrington. First team all-sectional. Congratulations to those young ladies. We'll try to get a little bit more information, Stephen, as to all the festivities that will be going on. We know that there will be some type of celebration back at Rockville tonight. And try to get as many specifics as we can in regards to next Saturday. We do know, one thing we know for sure, you and I will be there wherever it's at. I think in the past it's been at Tri-Central, but what I'm reading right here says that we are going to be at Tipton.
Tipton.
Is that where you were last
no,
year?
No, we were, now that I think about it, we were at Tri-Central last year. So Tipton would be a different location, but we're going to believe what comes from the IHSA website. So Tipton looks like our destination.
We also know that the opponent for Rockville will be Southern Wells. And we do know that they've accumulated about a 10-14 record on the year. So we anticipate Rockville will be the favorite going into that ball club. We await to see who the winners of the other sectionals. From Clinton Central, Northfield was the favorite. And at Union City, Tri 18-4 on the year, and Randolph Southern 16-6. So we'll wait and see which of those schools will move themselves on. And trying to get Coach Shelsky's attention, but he's walking the wrong way. Coach Shelsky doing multiple interviews with newspapers and now with Channel 10. Nets are being cut down. Trying to get Coach Shelsky's attention. He's looking every which way but our way. So, Nets are being cut down. Yell at him. Just yell at him.
There it is.
Now we got Coach Shelsky. How about details? You got something going on tonight back at the school?
Back at the school. I mean, as soon as they get back.
Okay.
It's not approximately 10:15, but it could be before that.
Okay, if you're tuning in and you want to be a part of the celebration, at Rockville High School, as soon as the girls get back at approximately 10:15, regional.
Southern Wells at Tipton. We play the first game Saturday at Tipton against Southern Wells.
At 10 or 11? Okay, we don't know the time, but just the information from Athletic Director Coach Shelsky. We do play Southern Wells at Tipton. It'll be game one. We do not know the exact time. We anticipate either 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock will be the start time for game one. Let's take another commercial break. We come back. We hope to have Coach Kyle, winning coach, Sectional 2018 from North Vermillion on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Get your Super Party savings now at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Armor Meatballs, $1.88 a package. Frito-Lay chips or Tostitos are half price. Lean Ground Chuck, $2.69 a pound. Kraft Cheese, $1.88 for select packages. Party pizzas and pizza rolls are only 77 cents, and there's a whole lot more on sale for the big game and family fun at the Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
Welcome back to North Vermillion Sectional 1A53 Champions. Rockville Rocks joined by head coach. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate
1981.
It. 1981 was the last time there anything was hung on the banner there at the girls' arena, and no conference championships, no sectional championships. So we knew that this, you know, all year long it was, we're Rockville, last year, last chance. And they showed up for the last chance they had.
I think somebody a couple of weeks back told you you were going to win the conference, then you were going to win sectional. And it did happen, and it was big. And we kind of talked. There was a point in the ball game where you kind of going back and forth, kind of trading baskets. But to me, there were a couple of mistakes made because of being a bit passive. And you used the timeout. And it was like Bailey was a different player after that timeout. She got aggressive. She started attacking. She had 9 points in the second quarter after that timeout. And I think just allowed everybody on the team to relax and gain some confidence.
Yeah, all we did was tell her that if you get it in the middle there, you know, don't turn around and try to give it up. Take it right at them. Early she was not doing that. She was wanting to kick it out and – you have to take it right at 21 and 14 to try to maybe get them in foul trouble. And we told her once you get it down there, give a pump fake, get them off the ground and jump into them and see what happens. And we did a real good job of getting her the basketball, first of all, because you got to get it to her first. And she did it. Nice job taking it down.
Coach, we do know that your opponent will be Southern Wales. Southern Wales 10-14 on the year. Northfield was upset, was one of the favorites to move on to the Tipton Regional. Tri-Central was beat by them. And who was the other one, Stephen? Was it Tri High School?
Would you say again who we're playing?
Tri. You're playing Southern Wales.
I didn't even have a clue where we were going.
Well, you're going to Tipton, so, and we're going with you, buddy.
Okay, Southern Wales.
You play game one. So, and we know you got a pep session back tonight. I know you got a lot on your mind. You got a lot of people you need to talk to. Appreciate you coming up. I think we got some young ladies here. Hopefully we're going to get a chance to talk to. Coach, congratulations. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy.
Put old Bailey on.
Hey, what am I going to say?
Just answer his questions.
Just answer my questions, dear. Now joined by senior center of the Rockville Rocks, Bailey Greenlove. Congratulations, dear.
Thank you.
I talked to Coach Kyle. And the turning point in the ball game was when you decided you're going to be a little bit more aggressive against the Bigs of Attica. You're a little passive early, made a couple of mistakes. I know you were upset with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Came out of the timeout, then you started attacking.
Yes.
And I think that not only gave you some confidence, but really gave your teammates a big lift as well.
Yeah, I realized that it's my last year, especially at Rockville High School. It's the last year as Rockville. And me being a senior on the court, I need to have leadership. And I stepped up, and then the rest of my team stepped up. So it felt really good to have that courage to make my team step up also.
And it could have happened at a better time.
Oh, yeah.
We know next week that you'll play Southern Wales in the Tipton Regional. We know you got a big celebration a little bit later on tonight, so enjoy this one, and we're going to try to get all the seniors on, but we're going to follow you girls next week. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Thank you
Have
so
good
much.
Week of practice. All right, we'll see if we can't grab Felicity over here. Now going to be joined by Felicity Carrington,
Hello.
Senior point guard of the Rockville Rocks. Congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Great job of taking care of the basketball as you always do. Can't say enough about that Attica defense, though. All night long, it's two girls about every time you had the basketball.
Oh, yeah. They are good on defense.
But you did an outstanding job and in leading this ball club. And then for you, I know it's not always about scoring the points. You lead this team in a lot of ways. And obviously you did it again tonight, but has to feel pretty special to win a sectional last year at Rockville High School.
It definitely does.
So we know next week that you're going to be playing Southern Wales High School. Don't know a lot about that team, but we know that you will be heading to Tipton High School. Congratulations, and I don't know where Pierce is. We were kind of looking for her, too. She's still out there talking, but congratulations. Outstanding job.
Thank you.
All right. Morgan's looking the other way. I don't think she wants anything to do with us.
No, I think Morgan's going to stay away from us as much as she can.
She's walking the other way. Well, we'll see if we can't get her up here. Go ahead, Stephen. Let's run through statistics.
All right, Jim. Final score tonight, Rockville 35, Attica 28. So for the Lady Ramblers, took a while to get going in that final quarter, but Naomi McDaniel ends up scoring 12 points. She had 11 the last time these two teams met, so they continue to hold her to a low average. She was 6 of 18 from the field. Really a rough night shooting for her. Carissa Plumer scores 10 points. She was another player in double figures for Attica. Then you have 4 points to Kella Howard and 2 points to Caitlin McDaniel. Only four players score for Attica tonight. For Rockville, leading scorer is Bailey Breedlove. She has 14 points, 6 of 12 shooting for her. And then Morgan Pierce finishes with 9 points. I think we're going to hear from Morgan Pierce here very soon. But she has 9 points, a terrific game for her. 3 for 4 from the free throw line, so she does a great job. Taylor Duggar finishes with 7 points. Felicity Carrington with 3 points. Kylan McMullen has 2 points on the night. So Rockville stays with all five throughout the entirety of the ball game. Attica as a team shoots 12 of 32 for 38%. They go 1 of 17, that's 6% behind the three-point line, and just 1 of 5 for 20% from the free throw line. Rockville goes 7 of 20, that's 35% from two-point range. They are 4 of 9 for 44% behind the three-point line, and 9 of 18 for 50% from the charity stripe here in the ballgame.
Thanks, Stephen. Outstanding job. We do want to get a word in with the third senior on this ball club. Morgan, congratulations. Outstanding game, 9 points.
Thank you.
Has to feel awful good to get a sectional,
yes.
Not only your senior year, but the last year in Rockville High School.
Very much so.
We know that you play Southern Wales next week at Tipton. I know Stephen and I will be on the road. We'll be rooting for the Rocks. Congratulations. Have a good week of practice. Enjoy your celebration tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, baby. All right. We're going to take one last commercial break. When we come back, we'll hand out our three post-game awards and let you know what we know in regards to regional play next week. We'll be right back from North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
At Overpet Gas, we have a team of technicians waiting to serve you. We service, sell, and install a variety of LP gas appliances. Take advantage of current rebates. Call our office and schedule a free estimate. Same day, next day service at no extra charge. Visit our showroom in Covington for a wide variety of LP gas appliances. Call 597-2201 or 793-2501.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to North Vermillion one last time. We do have three post-game awards to hand out. Our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, goes to the man in the middle, or should I say the girl in the middle, for Rockville. Senior Bailey Breedlove leads the Rocks in scoring tonight with 14 points. I'm assuming she had a double-double, Stephen. I didn't even take a look at the stat sheet. I know she was awful close early. But she was very close nonetheless. She is our player of the game, 14 points leading all scores. Bailey Breedlove, your Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning player of the game. Your high energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to senior point guard Felicity Carrington. Although she doesn't score a lot of points, she does a lot leading this team, handling the basketball, and she was very active on the defensive end, I thought, early, that really created good momentum for the Rocks. Congratulations, Felicity Carrington. Our high-energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC. Your spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealership. The third senior on the Rockville Rocks, Morgan Pierce, second leading scorer tonight. She scores 9 points, got going early with the three-pointer, hits and free throws in that fourth quarter, which were big for the Lady Rocks. Congratulations, Morgan Pierce, our spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, on our Future X Industry scoreboard, unfortunately, Lady Wildcats come up short at Owen Valley, 59-38. They conclude their season. But here, it's the Rockville Rocks, 35-28 over the Attica Red Ramblers. They will play next Saturday at Tipton Game 1. Tune in to WAXI and find out what the game time is, whether it be 10 or 11, whatever the case. Stephen and I will be on air approximately 20 minutes before the start of that one. Stephen, it's been an exciting 3 days of basketball, and no better way to wrap it up than a sectional victory for one of our area schools that we cover. We congratulate Turkey Run, Riverton Park, North Vermillion, and at South Vermillion as their seasons have concluded this week, and we wish them great off seasons, and we look forward to covering them next year for the Lady Rocks. congratulations, 2018 sectional champions at North Vermillion. They will play next week in regional basketball at Tipton. I'd like to thank Lee back in the studio. Outstanding job of engineering us once again. We appreciate all of our sponsors for supporting high school sports and our local high schools and communities. We appreciate those of you who tuned in, and then we invite you. No, Friday night we have a ball game. It'll be North Vermillion and Riverton Park. We're scheduled for Rockville and South Vermillion on Saturday night, but I suspect that that game will be pushed back to another date, as we will cover the Lady Rocks on Saturday at Tipton High School. Stephen, it's been a great 3 days here at North Vermillion. Appreciate all your hard work. This is Jim Foster saying thanks for tuning in. Join us next week as we'll bring you boys basketball on Friday and the Lady Rocks from Tipton on Saturday on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.